Now let's have some tea.
Or wine.
Hola mi gente, welcome back to another episode of our Tuesday Tea with B podcast. Today we are going to be covering toxic positivity. That's kind of like our topic for today's discussion. So this is a good one. This is an interesting one, I think. I think it's just starting to become like more relevant to where people are becoming more aware of it. So I think it's a great time to talk about it and discuss it. But I don't know if, you know, there are some people out there that don't even know what toxic positivity is, right?
And that's, I think I'm one of the people, because when she was like, oh, we're gonna do this topic. And then when she sent me like the, what we're gonna talk about, like the outline, and then I looked it up, I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know this was a thing. And I'm like, and then you think about yourself, like, am I part of that group of toxic positivity people? And I think everybody is. I think it's just something that we don't purposely do. It's something that we...
Well, it depends. Like, because when you hear positivity, you think that's like a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. So you think, okay, well, this is good. It can't be bad. But there is like, what's that saying? Like, too much of anything is not good, mm-hmm. right? So when we speak in terms of the actual meaning of toxic positivity, what it means is over hyper-focusing on a positive mindset and devaluing other emotions, you know. So as humans and in human nature, we all have feelings of happiness, feelings of joy, feelings of sadness, anger, fear. These are all normal feelings, things that you're supposed to have, things that you have to have. It's just human nature. So whenever you're trying to negate certain emotions and certain feelings because you don't want to feel them or you think you're not supposed to feel them, that's just unhealthy. It's not good for you. You're not supposed to do that, because as a human and as a being and to feel whole, you have to feel all these emotions. It's just a part of daily life. Unfortunately, no one can be happy all the time. Through life, you have to experience pain, you have to experience sadness, you have to experience fear. So I think one thing that we do see a lot now, right? You'll see it on people's shirts, you'll see it everywhere, like, mm-hmm. be positive, or people will say, oh, no worries, or what are they? Oh, good vibes. Yeah, like, good vibes only, like, keep your negative vibes, you know, and people don't realize that by doing that, you're kind of secluding people who feel, not everyone's going to feel that all the time, so... Like one example, I'll give an example. I know sometimes, you know, people will come, I've gone to people and it's like, you know, you tell them something tragic that's happened to you or something like really upsetting. And it's like, well, everything happens for a reason. Don't worry. It's going to be fine. Or just think positive, which is fine. And I know some people don't mean to be like that, because a lot of people's instincts are just like, let me help them feel better right now. And what we don't realize is sometimes people just need to talk. They need to be heard. They want to be heard. They want to be seen. They want their emotions to just be heard by someone else. You don't always have to play therapist. You don't always have to make that person feel better by what words you speak. Sometimes they just want you to listen. So I know it is like such a fine line, because you're like, all right, well, what do I say? Do I try to make them feel better? Mm-hmm. Do I try, you know? So I think every situation is different, but you also have to remember, if someone is telling you something and you're just trying to tell them like, oh, be positive, everything happens for a reason, which I'm sure, you know, in many situations it does, you're devaluing their emotions, you're devaluing their feelings. They're starting to feel like, okay, well, if that's what it is, then I guess I'm not supposed to feel this way, or I'm going to feel this and then I just need to hurry up and get over this feeling and be happy again and be positive.
I don't want to be like, I don't want to bring, like if you say that to somebody, I don't want to bring them down.
Yeah.
Like they
that's
don't want
another thing.
That's like, okay, I'm going to, I don't want that around me. Stop talking like that. Stop being like that. And I think that comes from also the environment that you grew up in.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
For like our parents and stuff, like, I would, not too long ago, I was talking to my mom about growing up and not knowing how to express anxiety, because that wasn't a thing that was talked about when you were growing up. So for this, I think that, and I think that's toxic too, for you not to be able to express that you're having these feelings, and growing up, you're not sure how to tell the person that you're your mom or whoever that you're feeling these things. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing as well. I think it's just your environment that you grew up in, where they're like, oh, just go get over it, or you know, or it'll be better tomorrow. And it is hard to know how to feel your feelings if you're not taught to how to feel your feelings. If
that makes sense. Yeah, or like taught that it's normal, that's it's okay. And like what you said before about the whole, oh, I don't want to bring them down, that's a big part of it too. People that feel these things, they start to think, well, I don't want to go talk to anyone about it because I feel like I'm a burden. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm just going to be bothersome to them, you know? And so many of us want to have like these open arms and be there for people, right? That's what you do with your friends or people that you care about. Like, you want to be there for them in the good times, the bad times, whatever. And sometimes when you are that toxic, positive person, people won't go to you because they feel uncomfortable, because mm-hmm. they feel like, okay, then it's kind of off limits with that person because that's not what they want all the time. And like I said, it is such a fine line. So you do have to be careful.
It is a hard energy to feel. Like everyone's always like, you know, positive energy, but you have to be able to feel the negative energy too in order to get to that level of positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to work your way through your negative energy to get over it, to release that. That's like when they say about crying, like you have to cry.
Let it out.
You can't just hold it. And a lot of people do, especially men. It's okay to cry. That's a feeling. You have to feel that feeling to mm-hmm. be able to clear your mind in order to assess what you're feeling, in order to get to the next level, to feel better, to know how to work through it, to know what the next thing is to do to be happy.
Mm-hmm. All of our feelings are normal. The sadness, anxiety, like it is, we all experience those feelings very often. I would say sometimes, but I mean, we all have those feelings. So it's not that like anyone isn't normal because of those feelings. But the thing is, you sometimes too, what they feel like, I know sometimes, especially like teens or maybe kids that went to college or are going to college, they may feel like, you know, it's overwhelming trying to like juggle school and then clubs, you know, debate club or this club, and trying to work, you know, because a lot of college students do have to work as well. And they'll try to go to their parents or someone to talk to, and it's like, oh, you're just ungrateful. Like, if I didn't have all these opportunities and things at your age. And it starts to make them or anyone, you know, just generally speaking, they're like, well, if I feel like if I'm complaining, I'm being negative, and all that I'm hearing is like, oh, I gotta be positive. Why am I feeling like this? So it's not normal. And then they feel like they're ungrateful, and you know, they're not getting able to speak to anyone about it. So you don't want that either, especially now with like, I think they were saying like how high depression is. They were giving stats on it. And it's like, so mental health has become such a prominent thing that, you know, we're talking about. And I'm so happy that we do discuss mental health so much more now. And we are becoming aware of these things, and we are becoming aware of, you know, depression and all those things, because that's something that's really, really close to me in my heart, dealing with a mother who suffered from this, you know, and it's rough. So I'm happy that it's becoming more normal to talk about, and people are becoming more aware of these emotions, because no one should ever feel like a burden or that they're being ungrateful because they have to explain what they're feeling, and they're not feeling the best. They're mad. You're allowed to feel those feelings. Yes. You know, like if you're mad, or even someone comes to you with something, instead of trying to be positive, it's always better to acknowledge their, but like wholeheartedly, don't just say it, wholeheartedly acknowledge it, you know, and see if you can relate to them and say, I understand you're feeling mad. Like, you have a right to feel mad. I would be mad too. And, you know, make sure you're letting them be heard, like really listen to what they're telling you before you try to offer like that positive mindset, or even ask them, like, say, do you want to feel like more up? Do you want to listen to something more uplifting right now? Do you want some, can I send you like some positive quotes? Maybe you'll feel better, or, you know, but just, I think it's time to start being more aware of those negative emotions and teaching our children, especially because they're the ones growing up in this right now, teaching them that it's normal and it's okay. You know, we can't make it feel like it's like those good vibes only shirt. Like, no, if you're upset, don't come near me. Like, no, you can't.
But it's hard because of social media, because that's all we see on social media. Everyone only shows their good side or their fake good side on social media. So it's hard for this generation to be able to show that side of them when they're having a bad day, when they're not feeling good, or who to turn to when they're having these emotions, because you're like, oh my God, you try to like sweep it under the rug because it's like, it's taboo. Like, I oh my goodness, I can't show my feelings because that means I'm a negative person, I'm a bad person, or this is not what people, you know, people want to see, but they do want to see because they want to be able to relate to you too. It's not just, relating to people is not just always, you know, on your positive side, but sometimes you relate to people too as well when you're going through a bad day, because they want to be able to feel like, okay, I'm allowed to feel these feelings. And I feel like we need more of that instead of just all these like, oh, I'm going on this trip, or I'm buying this car, I made this amount of money. No, you need to
real
be able
life.
To.
Yeah, relatable, real life experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I had something here, too, that had said, so it's funny because we had done episodes recently on, like, affirmations, like
okay.
positive affirmations. So it's like, okay,
yeah.
Well, you sit back and you're like, right, well, what is the difference between, like, that over motivation, you know, trying to overly motivate someone, which is not healthy. It's kind of like a toxic positivity, but then you also have, all right, well, you're supposed to, like, positive, do these positive affirmations. But there is a difference. So what we're saying is, the positive affirmations, those are things that you should fill yourself with daily, enrich yourself with. You always want to feed yourself those positive thoughts about yourself or what you genuinely know you possess within you, right? But then with the toxic positivity side or like toxic motivation, that's when these natural feelings arise. Something happens to you, you're angry or upset, you're on your way to work and you're late already, and then something happens, you spill your coffee, like, you're mad, you're upset, you know, you're going to work and you're like pissed off about it. And they're like, oh, just be positive. Don't worry. Your whole day will change. Like, fuck, like, no, that's not what I want to hear right now. Sorry. Like, I'm annoyed. So those emotions are, well, yeah, it could be worse. You know, it's like, well, I know it could, but this happened and I'm mad about it. So it's like those emotions that you feel, that's okay. Let yourself feel them. You don't have to spin it around and be like, oh, let me not say that because it's not a positive thing to say. It's not a positive affirmation. It's completely different. The anger, the sadness, those things, you want to go through them. You want to feel them. You just never want to get stuck in those emotions. So, you know, you're dealing with something tragic or maybe just a bad day and you're mad. Deal with it. Feel those feelings. Allow yourself to feel those feelings. Don't take it out on other people around you, obviously. That's never okay to do. But don't stay there. You know, it's always, that's where there's that like borderline where it's like you have to know, when you're stuck in a place like that for too long, then, okay, maybe it is something more serious, whether it's depression or whatever. But you just can't stay in any feeling, even like the happiness, which is the whole point of this episode. That's that toxic positivity. You can't just stay happy all, you know, and I know people personally that do this, you know, even people very close to me, they'll go through very traumatic experiences. Like they'll go through things and they're like, oh, but it's fine. And actually, you know, there's one thing that was saying that people who have gone through stuff like that where their feelings weren't acknowledged mm-hmm. as a child, they grow up as one of those like toxic positive people because they try to just eliminate all feelings of anger, all feelings of sadness. They won't allow themselves to go through it. And it really, really holds them back in life later because they don't even know how to deal with their own emotions, really. That's what it comes down to. They don't know how to handle them. They don't know how to deal with them. They don't know, you know, and that's not healthy at all either.
And I am very guilty of being one of those like, oh, it'll get better, you know, and not being like, you know, how can I help you? You know, because like I said, it's the environment that you're raised mm-hmm. in where they just want you to move on. They don't want you to talk about it because sometimes they don't know how to address it. They don't know how to make you feel better. They don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
They rather
they want
to
make
about.
You feel better
mm-hmm.
and they don't know how. And that's why some people just suffer in silence, you know, because of that. You know, I think, and personally speaking, my mother going through depression and everything she had gone through, she was one of those people where it would be like a burden. So she would suffer in silence, you know, or she would kind of try to just numb herself or, you know, and just really be alone in her pain. And that's so sad that people do that because they feel like they're a burden to people and then when you look at it, it's like there's so many people around them that love them, that care for them, that want to be there, and they just don't even have that opportunity because of that. So
and some people don't even know that they're going through depression. They're like,
yeah.
What am I feeling?
Well, that's like those people that are like toxic positive people, that yeah, they don't know how to acknowledge those emotions, so they don't even know what they're experiencing.
You're not, you feel like you're not allowed to feel those feelings. I don't want to be depressed. If I'm depressed, how do I stop being depressed? Like, it's hard to even acknowledge or tell yourself you're feeling depression, because then you feel like you're a bad person, or I don't know, it's not normal. It's, yeah, you don't feel like, you know, you don't feel, you know, good about yourself. So sometimes it's just a hard feeling to feel, but it is a normal feeling to feel.
And it's crazy too, because when the less we speak about the feelings that we're actually feeling, like, you know, sadness, like, I know sometimes before I'm getting my period, like, I'll message her and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know if it's my period, what's happening. Like, you just feel sad. You're just like blah about everything. You know, and the less we talk about those things and don't share those feelings with people, that's when they start to feel like, well, this can't be normal, or it isn't normal, because no one else, I don't see anyone else feeling like this. I don't see them going through this. So I think that's another reason it's so important to talk about it, you know, talk about it and acknowledge it, so that people know this is normal. And I think we're getting there with the whole like mental health thing. I think we're really finally speaking on it and sharing, you know, and we're learning about it too, because
I think it's because of this generation. Because like I said before, in the past it would be swept under the rug. I think now with this generation, it's more brought to the light to be able to talk about, to be able to explain what you're feeling, and how you're feeling, and where to go to talk to people.
Because remember, when we were growing up, you know, for like our parents or people around us, it was like frowned upon to go to therapy. It was like, what's wrong with, you know, it wasn't really commended the way that, well, I don't know if it's commended now, but I think it's encouraged. It's really encouraged now. And I saw something, I think it was today or yesterday, and I was laughing because it's like the people that are in therapy because of the people that didn't go to therapy that needed the therapy. And I was cracking up. I'm like, that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I would say so.
And I think I said something to her not too long ago about people that go to therapy, they're brave. Like, because, like I said, people from growing up, you didn't go to therapy, you didn't talk about it, but you just never know who it is that's in your life that needs to hear that you're going, so they can go, so they can be encouraged to go, because they really want to find someone to talk to and get their feelings out. Like, I freaking really respect people that have the courage or the knowledge or the wanting to feel better, to go and talk to somebody and find someone to talk to. You just never know, like, who's watching this that feels like, oh my goodness, I am normal. This is something that I want to do, someone that I want to speak to or reach out to. You just never know. Like they say, like, you have to be careful the things that you say to people, because you just never know what they're going through that day.
Which, that's the one thing that kind of like scares me. I'm like, I feel like nowadays we have to be so careful with everything we say.
Positive,
just like,
to be positive, but don't be negative. Like, what do? What the hell?
When I brought this topic up, she's just like, okay, what the, okay, but we can't be too, it is crazy, and I know it is, and I think, you know, people like to make a lot of jokes about it, like, oh, we're raising snowflakes and this and that, but I don't look at it that way. I look at it as more of like, this is all new to everyone, right? We just started research on all this mental health stuff, so we're learning. So I look at it as like a good thing, like, okay, we're learning, trying to, you know, like they say, like, well-rounded children, you know, that have, okay, but so I think that's what it is. It's just, it's one of those things where
even driving,
being aware of these things.
Driving. Like, I was raised, when you drive and someone's doing something they're not supposed to do, to beep your horn. People don't even beep their horn anymore because it causes mental stimulation. Like, I'm like, just...
I get, you know, when somebody honks the horn, like, it gives me, like, an instant panic. It does. And that's probably not good. It's probably, like, some kind of trauma that I have that's, like, you know, because I don't think that's normal. But I do. That's why I never honk unless it's, like, absolutely necessary. I think because I know what it feels like for me. And, you know, I just get, like, that instant panic thing.
Just, it's okay. Just realize what you're doing. Like, people, they'll just sit there at the light. It'll be green. Like, I'll be sitting there like, oh my goodness, and you realize green.
That's when I will. I wait a little bit, and I'm like, all right, you're clearly like on your phone and not paying attention or something. How people that have toxic positive traits, they won't acknowledge the bad things. They only want to focus on the good things in life, or even out of any situation. Like, something bad can happen, and they'll only look at, they'll be like, well, at least on the bright side of it, you know, and it's, like I said, you just don't want to diminish
emotions. What are you, a murderer?
Well, people like that, that do that, like suppress those negative emotions, they wind up being very irritable, and then later in life, they wind up developing anxiousness and depression, which obviously we know we'll all go through like bouts of that, or, you know, whatever the case is. But those people really later on, because they don't know how to deal with it, they wind up really getting stuck in those spaces. So yeah, you have to be careful. But yeah, so I think that, what else did I have? Don't tell negative emotions. Yeah, just don't, you know, not telling your body that negative emotions are not okay. They are okay.
And
they're
then
normal.
It also makes you sick. If you sit here and you hold in all of your feelings, it can physically make you sick. You have to feel your feelings, go through your emotions, talk to somebody if you need to. Don't be afraid. Just open up. You should find at least that one person that you can talk to and be real with and open up to, and that's not going to judge you, so that way you can get it, because it's not healthy to hold it in at all.
And then another thing too, so you know we're talking about like negative emotions, positive emotions, you don't have to experience one or the other. You can experience both simultaneously. Like, you can have both of those feelings. Like, that's okay too. So, like, let's say you, God forbid, get into a car accident. And you can be like, oh my God, I'm so mad. I'm so upset. I'm so sad. My car, like, obviously the whole, everything that comes with a car accident that you have to go through, it's, you know, it's annoying. But everyone in the car was okay. Everyone in another car was fine. Like, you know, so you're being positive because you're grateful. You're grateful that you're alive, that no one got hurt. But you're also, you can, and that's just one situation and circumstance, but you can feel that simultaneously. So that's completely normal too. And that's actually very healthy and good, you know, to be able to look at like a situation as a whole.
Yeah, it's like certain situations where somebody be like, how can you be happy with this kind of situation? Because I'm feeling my feelings. This is just this is just the transition of feelings that I'm going through. Just because you're not feeling the same way I'm feeling doesn't mean that there's something wrong with me. And it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It's just that we feel our feelings differently.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Everyone is going to react to certain situations and things differently because of, like you said, like how you grew up or the way that you are. Like, no one's going to respond to, and what you feel and your feelings, no one can dictate that to you. No one should tell you or could tell you how you're feeling or what you should be feeling, anything like that, because no one knows what one person is feeling unless you explain it to them. And even then, that doesn't give anyone a right to negate your feelings or make you feel less than or more than, or judge you or anything like that. Yeah. But that's one thing I think we've said since we started this podcast. We always wanted to be able to put like raw footage out there, but not only that, be able to share like life experiences, knowledge regarding mental health and all these things, because one thing that was really big was to be able, even if it was just one person, even if just one person, any of these episodes have helped or, you know, it gave them that encouragement that they needed. To us, that was like, okay, that's the difference that we wanted to make. So that's one thing that I've always hoped for. And, you know, I think that that's why we like to talk about these topics
Real topics, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And things that are just relatable to what we're going through. And, you know, it's funny because even these topics, I look back and I'm like, wow, I wish I knew more about this in like my 20s or, you know, something like that, just because it could have helped us so much. But now too, with like the access of the web so much more and so easily at our fingertips, you know, at least we do have access.
Yeah, we are very blessed that we have children that
will grow up
that is growing up with this kind of environment where they know how to come to us and, you know, feel their feelings and talk to us and, you know, go through all the emotions that they need to go through that we weren't able to. But I'm glad that they are able to.
Yeah, I remember I didn't learn what anxiety was I'll never forget. I was at work. I already was at a very good job, like a union job at the time. I was pretty young. I think I was maybe like 21, 22. And I didn't know what anxiety was. And I remember you just get like, it was like, I don't know, it was like the flushed cheek, like my red cheek feeling and like that weird, like nervousness, and then when it was explained to me, and then I had, like, my first panic attack, it was crazy, because to me, I was like, I had no idea what was happening, like, no one talked, even back then, I think when I had finally talked to someone, and, like, a doctor had told me what it was, I never shared it with anyone or spoke about it, because it was almost like you were embarrassed, and no one else was going through this, so.
Yeah, same thing, I didn't know what anxiety was, what I was feeling, like, just feeling, or even feeling down, or it's just not something that was talked about, and I didn't know what I was feeling, and I got migraines early in life, so I don't know if that was something that also triggered. Migraines is just not, it's just not something that was, or even that my family understood what it was,
mm-hmm.
to know how to talk about it, or describe it, or, you know, help you get over it.
Yeah.
Not until later on in life as well.
Yeah. So we hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and if you didn't know what toxic positivity was, definitely leave a comment below, let us know your thoughts on it, or if you do, and maybe you have some more information on it that you can share, we would love to hear that as well, because I think this is something that's important to talk about and be made, you know, just spread.
To learn more about it. So yeah, like she said, feel free to comment.
If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe, like, leave us some comments and some love. And until next time, oh, we don't have any wine today.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to dinner. So, yeah, so we don't have that yet today. So no cheers, but we look forward to talking to you guys in another 2 weeks, unless we can put something out sooner. But until next time, guys.
Bye.
Love, light, peace, V, and C.